A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as Abraham sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, he saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them, and bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened to the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before them, and he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, just behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years, and Sarah had stopped having her womanly periods. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, "Now that I am so withered and my husband is so old, am I still to have sexual pleasure?" But the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I really bear a child, old as I am? Is anything too marvelous for the Lord to do? At the appointed time, about this time next year, I will return to you, and Sarah will have a son.'" Because she was afraid, Sarah dissembled, saying, "I didn't laugh." But he replied, "Yes, you did." The word of the Lord. The Lord has remembered his mercy.
The Lord has remembered his mercy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
The Lord has remembered his mercy.
For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
The Lord.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to them, "I will come and cure them." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, the servant was healed. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and he rose and waited on him. When it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." Verbum Domini. Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. We celebrate today the memorial of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, always immediately after the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, is the heart of the church all aflame with love. Her love in the order of creation is the most perfect reflection of uncreated love, that after Christ, there is no one who reflects more deeply the eternal and dynamic love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That Trinitarian love poured forth into her heart from the first moment of her conception, this love continually flowered throughout her natural and supernatural development. So can we even imagine the joy and exultation of the child Jesus that he took in beholding his own mother? Truly his mother in the flesh, she revealed to him the mystery of love, of selfless offering and sacrifice. Mary taught him how to pray to the Father, how to receive the Holy Spirit, and also how to wash the feet of others. Mary and Joseph taught Jesus how to care for the least and for the needy. When Christ was only a child, it was prophesied that a sword would pierce her soul. And Hans Urs von Balthasar writes in his book, Mary for Today, that the piercing of the heart of Jesus, this piercing could no longer pain Christ on the cross. After all, the spear pierced his side after he was already dead. To confirm the fact, as the blood and water flowed forth as a source of loving mercy for us. The heart that this action wounds is his mother Mary's. who has sorrowfully stood beneath the cross. So this, the wounding of Mary's heart, opens up a place for us, that now as Christ lies dead in the cross, his heart pierced by a spear, a place is opened up for us in Mary's Immaculate Heart as well, just as our Lord had entrusted her to us. That place is opened up for us. So the grace of the Immaculate Conception filled and infused Mary with stupendous charity. And she was free from sinful self-love or any obstacle to charity towards others. So many saints rejoice to claim that Mary is more our mother than our natural mother. That Mary at the foot of the cross ratifies that consent that she gave to the Annunciation to bring forth divine life, to receiving through Christ's will that we become her sons and daughters, that we are brought into her home, into her Immaculate Heart, and find the love of Christ, the love of the Eternal Trinity there.